Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshiyas Achimos Kedoshim, Shir 562. There was a bacher who came from a certain yeshiva to Lakewood Yeshiva, and he had no parents. And he used to support himself by working during the period after Purim until just after Pesach for a certain chocolate factory that was owned by some supporters of Lakewood Yeshiva. And the yeshiva that he had been used to arrange that the bacher would leave before the end of the zman, that he should be able to earn what he needed to live by working in this company. And then the rest of the year, he would learn in yeshiva. He came to Lakewood, and the time of Purim was approaching. So he asked one of his friends what he should do. He has this job in this chocolate company to be able to support himself. So he asked his friend to come with him to explain the situation to Reb Aaron Cutler, Zechein Levracha. And when they walked in, the Rishiva saw right away if a person's coming in to talk and learning, or he's coming for a different reason. And as he started saying over his story, the Rishiva said, "Why didn't you tell me you were Yasim? How much money do you usually earn during this time?" The yeshiva pulled out $40 cash that he had in his pocket, and he told the bacher he's going to make up the rest of the amount that he normally makes by the end of this man. And he said, "If you need anything else, you should let me know. I'm your father." He couldn't come to terms that a bacher was losing 2.5 weeks of learning, and therefore he went out of his way to make sure this bacher was supported. Now, obviously, the other yeshiva that this bacher had been also had a chashivas fatayra. But listen, the bacher has to support himself. Nebuchadnezzar, he doesn't have any parents. So this is what we have to do. By a baron, there's no such thing. A bacher has to learn. And that's the bottom line. And therefore, we have to figure out to make sure that he should be able to learn, even though it's the end of this man. But a bacher has to learn. To give up 2.5 weeks of learning is not an option. And therefore, Reb Aaron figured out how to support this bacher. It's all about the responsibility and the achrayus of limud haTorah. If it's not an option, you'll figure it out.